City of Kalamazoo Vice Mayor Don Cooney, why does Kalamazoo need a shared prosperity plan?
Wow. I mean, if we just look at the statistics that we saw in the beginning here.
The beginning of the meeting this evening.
The beginning of this meeting tonight. I mean, the fact that we have over 40% of our youth living in poverty and over 50% of our African-American kids living in poverty, that's totally unacceptable. This is a sense of urgency. We have to do something about that, and we have to do it as quick as we can. But we have to do it in a thoughtful way. We don't just need a new program. We need a transformational strategy, a coherent collective response to this important issue.
Well, how do you get to that strategy as opposed to a program? How do you get there?
Well, I think what you have to do is you have to look at a lot of different things. We've been looking at best practices around the country. We look at the resources that we have in this community. We look at what has worked in other areas. And I think that we need a consultant who is going to help us develop a coherent strategy. Now we have a lot of ideas. I don't think this consultant's job is to come in and tell us what we need to do. I think the consultant's job is to bring to get to the table the people who have ideas, who have experiences, who have deep passion about doing this, and help us to transform that into a collective response to this important issue.
This was something that came up at this meeting tonight, whether to hire a consultant to help get from big picture to concrete steps in the shared prosperity plan. And so the question, I think, was the concern with hiring a consultant was, well, what exactly are they going to add? You're saying you think that would be helpful.
I think what they're going to add is help us to develop our own plan. I'm not looking for a consultant to come in here and tell us what to do. I'm looking for a consultant to bring the right people to the table and to guide the discussion so that we end up in as short as time as possible to do an excellent job with a plan that's going to be a transformational plan. Because this stuff is not easy. It's difficult. But we have the expertise and the resources and the passion in this community to do this. It's the second step to the promise. We got the promise here. What we need to do now is take the second step and make sure that kids have the opportunity to get to the promise. Too many of our kids aren't getting there, and that's what we're working on.
You've worked on this issue of generational poverty for a long time. I know you're still working on getting from the general to the specific, but
right.
You must have a sense, as someone who's worked on this for so long, of what would help. Can you talk about what that would be?
Definitely what we need to do is a three-pronged approach. It's got to be employment, families, and youth. We need people to get jobs, but they have to be living wage jobs. So we have to help people get into the workplace and help them get the skills that they need so that they can move into careers that are going to enable them to support their families. So that's one thing. And there are incredible ideas out there how to do that. One of the great things is what's happening with Momentum, which is getting people into the workplace.
This is a program with the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. Is it specifically people returning from incarceration?
The Urban Alliance is working with long-term unemployed people. Many of them are formerly incarcerated people, but not just them.
The long-term unemployed.
Yeah, that's right. And they've done a tremendous job with them. But then we also have to help people get skills that they need. And we know, for example, that there's skills that people need to get into the building trades and the skilled trades. We know there's jobs out there. People have to develop skills to get into those things. We need to work on that. So one area is employment. The second area is basic needs. Too many of our people, especially our young people, aren't getting adequate food, shelter, medical care, dental, all the things that they need. Now, there are groups in the community that are working on that, but we got a long way to go on that. So basic needs is right off the bat. But then the second thing is intergenerational programs, programs that are going to support both the kids and their families. And we looked at programs like, for example, community schools programs like they have in Flint, where they've turned the schools into community centers. where they keep the schools open into the night, weekends, and in the summer. And they have programs there for kids after school and into the evenings. And then they have programs for adults, financial literacy, gaining employment, gaining skills. There's a lot of models out there. The Annie Casey Foundation is doing a tremendous job looking at best practices in those areas. So I think there's a lot of great practices out there. I think there's a lot of great resources in this community. And I think the people in this community care deeply and want to see something happen. We got to translate all that into a coherent, collective response to this enormous problem that we have in the community and the great opportunity that we have with the Foundation for Excellence.
One of the areas where the city is moving toward going ahead and allocating some of this Foundation for Excellence money is these youth programs, summer youth programs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that's really great. We've usually employed about 115 kids a year in the summer, and we usually have like 300 to 400 kids who want to work and we can't give them jobs. But because of the Foundation for Excellence money, we're going to be able to hire about 350 kids this summer. And we're working not just to get them employed, that's important, and give them some money. But what we're also working is to have that program focus on career development. So we're doing some innovative things this year around bringing them to career centers, such as in Lawrence, and bringing them to college campuses, probably having a jobs fair at the end of the summer so that they could learn about other things that they could do. So we're going to get more kids employed. We're going to work on them with thinking about their careers. And I think that's going to be really great for them.
So finally, I can imagine some people hearing about the city of Kalamazoo's efforts to take this money and go after generational poverty and maybe saying, well, isn't the city only going to be able to nibble around the edges? I mean, this is such a big issue. And like you said, you're talking about people who don't have enough to eat. You're talking about medical care. How much of a dent can the city make?
The city's job is to be the ones who can bring people together. We are to foster collaboration, and we are to foster collective response. The city can't do this by themselves, and no, we shouldn't do it by ourselves. We have enormous resources in the social service agencies we have, the employment agencies we have, the schools, all these different things. What we need is a collective response. And I think that the city is in a unique position to bring all these things together and work together with these different great resources that we have to develop this collective response to this great urgency that we have to make sure our kids succeed.
Vice Mayor Cooney, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.